Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law.
Hi, I'm Greg McIntyre with McIntyre Elder Law, and this is the Elder Law Report, and I'm here with attorney Jane Deerwester in our office, in our Hendersonville office. Hey, Jane.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me today. We're going to talk about out-of-state estate planning documents. I am right now sitting in our Charlotte, North Carolina office. You are in our Hendersonville office, and I know that we both see people who move in from out of state all the time. You've got people, I know, in Hendersonville. Where are people coming from in that area? It's a big retirement area for the United States.
Yes. A lot of people live between here, Hendersonville, Asheville area, Western North Carolina, and Florida. Tons of people go back and forth between Florida. We have a lot of people from the Mid-Atlantic, from New York State, everywhere up there, in Massachusetts, Maine. We had somebody come in last week, moved here from Hawaii 2 years ago. I think especially with the pandemic a few years back, when people realized they could live anywhere, they all started moving to North Carolina because, I mean, it's a great place to be. So we really have people moving here from everywhere.
Hendersonville's beautiful, huge retirement community.
Yes.
And you know, it's not too hot in the summer, and it can get cold in the winter, though. I'm gonna lie to you.
Yes,
it's not like northeastern United States cold, though.
No, right? You're right. That's true.
So you know, when you sit down with someone who's moved in from out of state, first, for me, I know I want them to bring their estate planning documents with them that they have.
Yes.
Sit down, let's lay it out, let's talk about it. If I have a client that moves out of state, I tell them, hey, I want to give you this recommendation of whom I know is reputable and I've worked with in that state that I want you to link up with to do a review sometime within the next year, right?
Yeah.
And the reason I do that, Jane, is because I want them to avail themselves of the favorable estate planning laws and tools in that state that might not be available in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have 50 different states in the United States, and all the state laws are different. There might be similarities, but sometimes there's drastic stark differences to the way they implement policies from a benefits perspective, the way they handle trust, the law surrounding trust, real estate, all kind of things, right? In some states, you know, attorneys don't have to be, it's title companies that do real estate closings. California, you know, is that way. There's a lot of different states that are that way. There's just drastic differences. But there's this thing, the federal constitution, that kind of holds us all together. And that says, through the full faith and credit clause, that any legal civil document or civil order, judgment, any of those, that's good in one state is also has to be valid or legal in another state when I cross state lines to make things uniform, or else it would be a nightmare, right? If I do a power of attorney in New York State and I move to North Carolina, it should be valid, right? But practically, Jane, when you go to your local bank in Hendersonville and you take a power of attorney from Alaska,
yeah,
have you ever seen that before?
Probably not.
No, they're not used to practically dealing with that legal document. So you're talking about giving the agent who might need to do work for you for healthcare decisions or as a trustee of a trust, an executor in a will, or an agent under a general durable power of attorney for financial or legal purposes, you're asking them to have trouble everywhere they go, to get stopped right there, to go to the legal team, to take 2 weeks to a month to figure out if this is valid and what should be done, to ask a clerk or a judge at the courthouse in Henderson County to interpret a will under the laws of Alaska or wherever you're coming in from, instead of the laws of North Carolina, which they're not used to doing.
Yeah.
We're asking for problems all the way around.
Most time when people get here, they're saying, this is it. Like, now that I'm in Hendersonville, Asheville, Western North Carolina, I'm done. I'm going to live here the rest of my life. So a lot of people, this is like their end destination. This is the last place that they're going to live. They're probably going to die here. So I think for a lot of people, at least those that, you know, we've looked at and those I've looked at with Brenton, it's about 50-50. Maybe 50% of those people, they have their documents in order. They're pretty recent. They feel comfortable. They have what they need as far as the protections in place. And then others, you know, those documents may not be up to par. And then we have a lot of people come in that have North Carolina documents drafted. But when we take a look at them, again, they are just not very carefully or thoughtfully done.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, when people come in and they bring their docs, I don't know the attorney that drafted these things, right? Yeah. I don't know if they're a general practitioner. I don't know if they're a specialist in estate planning and elder law. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know their level of expertise, you know, in just this area. I know that we are focused solely on estate planning and elder law. That's all we do. That's what we do. So when we look at those documents, I'm going to be looking at those documents with years of experience.
Yeah.
And I know what I'm looking at and I know what I'm looking for. I'm making sure that there aren't restrictions that shouldn't be there in a power of attorney, that you actually, I read you what you have so you understand it. Very few people, Jane, actually understand the estate planning documents they have. They don't have no clue.
Yeah.
They don't understand it. And nobody's ever taken the time. The attorney maybe never sat down with them and took the time to explain it.
Yeah.
We want to make sure they understand what they have. And then if it checks the boxes for me, I might say it's good to go.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to talk about the practical concerns about the out-of-state legal documents. But what they still haven't done is availed themselves. North Carolina is a very retirement-friendly state. There's also a reason why people move here. It's because our economy is decent. And you know, we have a kind climate. We have a good climate. You know, you can surf or ski. It depends on, you know, what you want to do that day, right?
Yeah.
And really reach, you know, the both ends of the state within a day if you wanted to. And, you know, also our laws and our legislature and our policies are kind to seniors because, you know, we want you to be able to keep what you've worked for your entire life. Jane, what's a great example of a tool that we use that saves something huge, like a huge asset for a client?
Yeah, I think this is what we were discussing, that the ladybird deeds are really just such a powerful tool. And again, having former experience in real estate, I mean, that is just, it's huge. And seeing the effects of people who come in when one of their loved ones has done a ladybird deed and they come in, they're grieving, they've just lost someone. They're like, what do I do now? How do I get the property in my name? It's done. It's already been done. Your loved one, your husband, wife, aunt, uncle, whoever it was, they set this up so that you're done. There's nothing that has to be done. So that's just a huge sense of relief. Yet it gives the person during their lifetime, you know, all the authority to do anything they want with the property, but it has that immediate pass to who they designate at death without having to go through probate. So that's just such a powerful tool. It's great.
I agree. Ladybird deeds, there's so many other great estate planning options that meeting with an estate planning or elder law attorney in North Carolina are going to be able to afford you and your family. Jane, I would love to offer a free consult for people to sit down with you in the Hendersonville area and Asheville area and for you to get to know them and their goals and help them accomplish their estate planning goals, review whatever out-of-state estate planning documents they have, and start a tradition for them of meeting with you maybe regularly, you know, with a check-in, a checkup to make sure they're on course. And if their life takes a turn, we want their estate plan to take a turn. So, you know, I would offer a free consult. You can schedule that free consult with Jane by calling 1-888-999-6600 or by going directly on our website, mcelderlaw.com/scheduling. And you can schedule directly right from that link on Jane's calendar and sit down with her. So thank you, Jane, for talking about out-of-state estate planning documents with me today. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a great day there in Hendersonville. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow. All right.
Okay. See you then.
Bye. Peace.
Bye-bye.
We put off planning till things get slow. Tomorrow's never promised today. Don't get too busy and let it all slip away. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law. Foundational planning or more complex, we can help when you're perplexed. If a loved one needs long-term care, we can help avoid some of the scare. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law. Estate planning benefits and even probate, we take the planning piece off your plate. If you or your spouse were in the military, we can help with benefits for your family. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre.